Good afternoon.
下午好。
It's an honor to be here and to bring God's message in the absence of your pastor.
很荣幸今天在蔡牧师不在之下，我能够在这边跟大家分享信息。
And I do want to thank all of you for your faithfulness over the years and for faithfully serving our Lord.
我也要感谢在座的每一位全年的侍奉我们的主。
And thank you for my interpreter here.
Thank you.
There are certain songs you'll never forget. Their lyrics stay in your head forever. For example, in 1967, Frank Sinatra popularized the song My Way. In this song, he recounts all he did in life, and then he concludes, I did it my way.
有些歌你听完之后就不会忘记，记得脑海里，好像 Frank Sinatra 唱过一支我的方法。这是一他的这一生唱他一生说我做我的生命用我的方法。
For some, this song is more than a memorable song. It's actually a way of life. It's their theme song. This morning, you will hear about someone who did it his way and suffered the consequences for it.
有些事情他想出来的是他要做他自己的方法。并不是神叫他去做的方法。
This morning, I want to take you to 1 Samuel chapter 13. You can turn your Bibles to that section. And here's a really brief background. Saul is the new king of Israel, and Samuel is the prophet of God.
这边今天早上我们要看的是，撒母耳上记对扫罗说，他打败了他的敌人靠着主的力量。
Earlier in chapter 11, Saul, the king, defeated the Ammonites, which impressed the people of Israel. Then in chapter 12, Samuel reminded the people of God and the king to obey and serve the Lord, which brings us to chapter 13.
从13章一开始的时候，扫罗打了胜仗，受他的所有百姓的崇拜。他那个时候是神的指明，照神的话语一件一件事情的做。
And so this morning, let's look at what Saul does in a very difficult situation, and we're going to hear that passage. You can follow along verses 1 through 15 in Chinese.
我们今天看13章1到15节，看看扫罗除了打仗之外，他还有做些什么战争。第一节，扫罗登基40岁，做以色列的王。两年之后，就从以色列中选了3000人，2000跟随扫罗，在密拿和伯特山里；1000跟随的约拿丹，在便雅明，在基比亚。其余的人，扫罗就打发他们回家了。约拿丹攻击加巴非利士人的营房。非利士人听见了，扫罗就吹起号角来，意思说要希伯来人听见，以色列众人听见扫罗在攻击非利士人的防营。又听见以色列人为非利士人所憎恨，就跟随扫罗聚集在吉甲。非利士人聚集在要与以色列战争，他们有30000辆战车，有6000个兵马，步兵像海边的沙一样的多，就上来在伯雅文东边的密罗安宁。以色列百姓见了自己危机窘迫，就躲在山里面，躲在森林里面，躲在石洞里面隐秘的地方。有些希伯来人过了约旦河，逃到加德和基利地去。扫罗还是守在基亚，百姓就战战兢兢地跟随着他。第八节，扫罗照着撒母耳所定的是7天，撒母耳还没有来到吉甲，百姓也就离开了，扫罗散去。扫罗说，把燔祭和平安祭带到我这里来。扫罗就献上燔祭，刚刚献完燔祭，撒母耳就到了。扫罗出去迎接他，要问他好。撒母耳说，你做的是什么事啊？扫罗说，因为我看见百姓离开我去，也不你也不照你的日期来到这边， 而腓利斯人的聚集密在密挪，所以我心里说，恐怕我没有祈祷耶和华，腓利斯人下来击甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。撒母耳对扫罗说，你做了糊涂的事，没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令，若遵守耶和华，并在以色列中建立你的王位直到永远，现在你的王位必不长久。耶和华已经寻择一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君王，因为你没有遵守耶和华所对你的吩咐。 15. 撒母耳就起来，从基甲上到便雅明的基比亚，扫罗点点他的人数约600人。
Let's pray.
我们低头祈祷。
Lord, we ask that you would help us to focus on you today. That you would bless our time and help us to take your word and to apply it in our life and obey you. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing I want to highlight in this chapter, and this is your fill-in on your outline, is that Saul faces another battle.
首先我要提的重点是扫罗面对另外一种的征战。
As a king of Israel, one of Saul's responsibilities was to protect his people from hostile neighbors. This included leading them into battle.
扫罗做他以色列的王，要保护他的子民，包括在带领他们进入战争。
Early in chapter 11, Saul was successful in leading Israel against the Ammonites. God worked through him to raise up soldiers and defeat the Ammonites. But the Ammonites were not the biggest threat to the Israelites. Their biggest threat was the Philistines.
刚开始这一章的时候，神带领的扫罗打了很多的胜仗，打亚玛利人。可亚玛利人并不是他最重大的敌人，他的敌人最大的敌人是腓利比人。
As the tension between Israel and the Philistines grew, Saul chose 3,000 men for battle. 2,000 men stayed with him, and the other 1,000 went with his son Jonathan.
他选了3,000人兵马，把其他人遣散了。1,200人跟着他，1,000人跟着他的儿子约拿单。
Jonathan, Saul's oldest son, was the first to attack. They attacked a Philistine outpost at Geba. After this attack, Saul sounded the trumpet to inform his people of the initial strike, and then he summoned more to join him at Gilgal.
约拿单首先带着兵去打腓利比人的军营。这个时候扫罗吹了号角，号角告诉所有的人知道他们现在攻打腓利比人，让他们都来参加他。
Up to this point, it appears that Saul and the Israelites were building momentum for another victory. What Saul did not realize was that he awoke a sleeping giant.
在这一段时间，他们以为他们建造了很好的勇气继续打第二个胜仗，可他没有想到他把一个罪人摇醒了，是腓利比人。
Look at the Philistines lineup in verse 5. They had 3,000 chariots and 6,000 charioteers. By the way, Israel didn't even have one chariot at this time.
你看看他们腓利比人有多少，他们有3,000架战车，有6,000个马兵，还有很多的陆军，好像沙一样的多。
Plus, the Bible says that the Philistines has soldiers as numerous as the sand of the sea, and so it is quite obvious that Saul and his troops were way outnumbered.
面对腓利比人那么多人，扫罗的兵是比他们少的很多。
Look at the men's reaction. When the men saw their situation was critical and their army was hard-pressed, what did they do? They hid. They hid in caves and bushes and rocks and in pits.
我们看看扫罗的兵，他们一看到这么大军来临的时候，他们躲起来，躲在山洞里，躲在丛林里，或者跑掉。
Then we read that others ran for their life. They crossed the Jordan River to Gad and Gilead. And those who remained with Saul were quaking with fear. This did not look good.
一些人, 过了约旦河去逃跑，剩下在扫罗身边的人都战战兢兢的，非常害怕。
No one could argue that this was very difficult for Saul. Imagine trying to lead the charge while your men are leaving by the hundreds.
我们大家都同意，扫罗面到对一个很大的困难，那么大的敌人在那边，兵马都跑了。
But before we start feeling sorry for Saul, we must remember that God had fought their battles before. And when the odds were against Israel, God always came through.
可是在我们没有为扫罗担忧时，我们必须要先看到，扫罗打了很多的仗，每次他的神都出来帮助他解围的。
For example, in chapter 7 earlier, Samuel prayed and God sent thunder and threw the Philistines into a panic. And with God's help, the Israelites slaughtered them. You see, our Lord is very capable of answering desperate prayer.
在我们回头看第七节的时候，以前他打过一次仗，神用雷电把他的敌人通通给他击败了。
You see, this teaches us that battles in our lives are inevitable, whether they are spiritual battles, whether they are interpersonal conflict or health issues. We will not go through this life without battle scars.
征战是不能避免的，也许外来的征战或者内心这边的挣扎，对着人际之间的关系，做人是无法避免的。
But through it all, our Lord does not abandon us when we call upon him. Well, the story doesn't end here. Saul faces a choice.
当你在征战的时候，神，你的神每次都会眷顾你的，从来没有失去过。在这边，扫罗面对了另外一种征战。
Saul chooses to handle a crisis his way. That's your next fill-in.
扫罗选择用他自己的方法来面对下面一场征战。
At first glance, Samuel's reaction to Saul's decision actually appears harsh. You might find yourself feeling sympathy for Saul, yet you get a true sense of what is happening here. But to get a true sense of what is happening here, we need to look at the broader context.
假如你看着扫罗的立场，你会很同情他，认为他面对了很大的难题。我们必须要扩大我们的角度，看他真正面对些什么。
Saul was clearly instructed to wait for Samuel for a word from God. In chapter 10, verse 8, Samuel specifically instructed him to wait 7 days until he returned to Gilgal. When Samuel arrived, he would tell him what God wanted him to do.
神给他的很简单，撒母耳说，只要你等七天，到七天之后，神就会告诉你，你必须要怎么做。
Plus, according to Deuteronomy chapter 20, 1 through 4, whenever Israel went to battle, it was required that Israel seek the Lord's direction to the prophet, priest, or judge first.
圣经讲得很明白，当基督徒去做征战的时候，你一定要征求神的意见，不能把自己的意见摆在前面。
Well, after waiting around 7 days for Samuel, Saul decided to take it upon himself to do it his way. And instead of waiting the full day for Samuel, Saul acted on his own accord.
可是这一次扫罗到第七天刚刚来临还没有完，他用自己的意思去处理他的危机，没有等撒母耳来。
And so he said, bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offering, and then he offered up a burnt offering himself. And instead of genuinely seeking the Lord's direction, Saul executes a quick, meaningless ritual for good luck. He disobeyed God's command and left the Lord out of his decision.
本来应该等到第七天完毕以前，神告诉他怎么做，可是扫罗 决定了他要献燔祭和平安祭。
Well, after he finished his offering, Samuel showed up, and Samuel said, "What have you done?" Quickly, Saul defends his actions. He said, "The men were scattering, and you did not show up. The Philistines were assembling." Notice how he shifts the blame to Samuel.
当撒母耳来到的时候，跟扫罗说：“天哪，你做了些什么事情？”撒母耳马上反驳他说：“你七天没有回来，我的兵马都已经散了，而且那边兵马又开始要攻击我。”他把责任统统推给了别人。
This was more than an act of impatience or mere communication. Saul chose to carry out his decision his way.
这个其中没有误解在那个地方，很明显的，扫罗选择他自己的方法。
What he actually did was he violated a fundamental requirement of his theocratic office. His kingship was not to function independently of the law and prophets.
他本人是个先知，他违反了先知的律法，而做出没有听从神叫他做的事。
His rule was an extension of the Lord's rule, and what he did here was an act of subordination.
他没有做神叫他做的，而且做其他的路去，他的错误在违反神。
Saul not only disobeyed a direct command from God, he showed no belief in God's ability to intervene. He did not value God's word, and what he did offended both the prophet and the Lord.
他不但没有遵照神的话语去做，而且他直接的触怒了神，把神没有放在他这一次的战争里面。
God could have led them into victory just 500 men. He did it before and he could have done it again. If God is in it, 50 men with toothpicks could have defeated 3,000 men on chariots.
以前的历史告诉过我们，神带领他的军队500人就可以打败几万人，而且有一次是50个人打败了3000人，神都做得到。
With a snap of his finger, God could have sent a storm. He could have blinded the army. He could have confused them and made them turn on each other. With God's help, all things are possible. But in this battle, God was not invited to the battlefield.
他只要打一个手势，神只要一个手势，就可以让雷电交加在敌人军营里面，让敌人迷惑，自己打自己。可是这一次，扫罗没有邀请神进来。
After reading this chapter a few times, I'm convinced that Saul was feeling confident in his own ability, and I believe the defeat of the Ammonites puffed him up, and I sense from the context that he wanted to prove himself as a military hero.
我看了几次这几节经文，让我觉得扫罗在这个地方是自满，认为他自己是一个很成功的战士，认为他不需要神，自己可以打胜仗。照顾自己的名声。
So does it still happen today? Do people attempt to solve problems apart from God? Do people approach God in their own terms? Do Christians function apart from God's direction? Often the answer is yes.
在今天的世界里，也很多人说是基督徒，可是他并没有按照圣经或神的话语去做，而是按照他自己的话语。
Our choice may look innocent.It appears reasonable, when in fact, often it is a blatant rejection of God's word.
有的时候，一些错误的决定，在表面上看起来是很应该、很好的事，可是它违背了一样，违背了神的话语。
We make choices every day that either include God or exclude Him. Do we panic, or do we pray? Do we tremble?Or do we trust God? Do we complain or do we confess? Do we fret or do we follow?
现在我们面对很多决定，每天的决定。当你面对决定的时候，你是选择自己是惧怕呢，还是依靠主？
The truth is God's word is sufficient even for complex problems. God's word is sure and reliable. And you and I can bank our life on God's Word. It is a responsibility of every believer to know God's Word and to be committed to follow it every day.
是我们信徒必须每天要相信要做的事情，相信我们的神会帮我们解决再复杂、再困难的问题。
How do you handle crises in your life? God's way or your way?
问问在座的弟兄姊妹们，你如何去面对你的选择，自己的方法呢，还是神的方法？
Well, it's not over for Saul. Saul suffers the consequences of disobedience. That's your last fill-in.
扫罗做了错误的选择，他将来会受他的惩罚。
Notice what Samuel said to Saul. He said, "You have acted foolishly by not keeping the command of the Lord."
Samuel 提醒给扫罗说，你错误的决定没有遵从神的旨意。
If Saul simply waited a few more hours for God's man and followed instructions, God would have established his reign for many years. But because he acted independently, it was taken away from him.
扫罗只要多等几个钟头，让神的旨意来临，神会组织他的兵打败敌人。可是扫罗没有这么做，所以他的王位就截止了，没有继续下去。
God did not reject Saul, he rejected his kingship. The Lord still loves Saul. But his rule was taken away. You see, the Lord wanted a leader that was going to listen to him, not one who acted independently of him.
神没有惩罚扫罗，他仍然让扫罗做，可是没有让他做他的王位。
In fact, God had already picked his successor. God had already chosen a man after his own heart.
神把王位交给一个会听从神的旨意、做神的话语的人，他已经选到了。
I believe this story could have ended differently. You would think after hearing a word from Samuel, Saul would have been broken and he would have repented of his wrongdoing, that he would have confessed his pride and pleaded for God's mercy. But we don't read this here.
我相信，假如扫罗当 撒母耳跟他说的事情之后，他可以跪下来说：“我知道我的错，我不再往那方面走。”可是他没有这么做。Instead
of repenting of his wrongdoing in verse 15, after Samuel leaves, Saul counts his men. In other words, back to business as usual.
他应该悔改的时候没有悔改。 当撒母雅离开的时候，扫罗继续点他的兵马，有600人，继续做他要做的事。Saul
didn't get it. It was not about the Lord. It was about him. And here he proves it.
扫罗没有得到撒母耳的旨意，不是神不帮他，而是扫罗自己要做他的旨意。So
what does this teach us about us? It is foolish to think that we don't need God's direction every day in our life. It is foolish to think that we can please God without his help. This also teaches us that if we deliberately choose to ignore God's instructions, there will be consequences.
这边告诉我们一个教训，每天我们是很愚蠢地认为我们自己可以做决定，我们做自己可以走自己的路，而不去理会神给我们的旨意。
Now, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, this does not mean that God will disown you or severely punish you. But at times, he will discipline you and me because, why? God disciplines those whom he loves.
主对我们的决定都有一定某些情况的惩罚，这并表示说主不爱我们，主对爱他的子民做出他的
God gives us opportunity for us to come back to him. He gives us opportunities to learn from our bad choices. And other times, he will take away things that we cannot handle, but he will not leave us nor abandon us.
神会给你自己一个决定, 去选择你下面要走的路。神不会离弃我们，不管我们怎么选择，神会照顾我。
As we prepare to close, let me ask you, how do you usually make decisions? Do you typically do it your way or God's way?
在我讲完今天的经文以前，问大家一句：平常你做选择的时候，你是用自己的方法呢，还是用神的方法？
My prayer is that we would all choose His way because His way works.And His way is proven.
我在祈祷，在座每一位都会用神的旨意来做。
Now to do His way, we must first know the way. This means knowing that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through Him, His Son. God's way begins with receiving His Son, Jesus, as Savior of our sin.
当我们要做神的路的时候，必须要先了解什么是神的旨意、神的路，再接受神的儿子主耶稣基督为我们的救主，就是一条路。
And if you have never taken this first step, I encourage you and urge you to do that today. Talk to someone about establishing a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
对于在座还没有信主的弟兄姊妹，今天是一个机会，找一些懂得、认得、信主的人，征求他们的意见，你要怎么做
？But to others, let me remind you, it doesn't end there. For us to grow in God's way, God has given us an instruction book. Listen, to neglect this book is to say, Lord, I do not need your direction in my life.
当我们信主的人每一天做每一件事，神有很明显的旨意告诉我们，都在这本圣经上面，需要研读。假如不去研读，不去实行的话，你们就说，神啊，我走我自己的路。
God speaks to you and me through this book, and so we need to know it and follow it like our very life depended on it.
这本圣经就是神跟你我在说话，我们要做到圣经上的每一点。
Please join me in praying that we grow in the knowledge and obedience of God's word.
我们一起来祈祷，让我们的知识和灵性一起的成长。
Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the power of your word. Thank you for reminding us that it's not about us or our way. It's about your word. And so, Lord, continue to teach us what it means to follow you.For those who are not believers, may this be an opportunity for them to respond. For those who are Christians who have been following you, may this be a challenge to grow in our faith and to follow your word and to take your word seriously so we make decisions that honor and glorify your name. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 下面请我们四班。
Thank you, Pastor. 谢谢牧师今天给我们再一次的警醒，让我们多了解主的信息，多读圣经，然后知道主的道路是怎么样走。好，我们现在是唱诗歌奉献的时间，我们要唱的这首歌是在你诗集的第398首。Number 398，这是很短的一首歌曲，求主祝福我手所献。我们唱3-4次，我们唱第二次的时候，请试试出来，收今天的奉献。